traffic?
Has to do with kalim, which we use for chametz. May they be used with kashering, without kashering? How do you kasher them? This is, of course, a very major topic, which used to be much more relevant than Hilchos Pesach. These days, many of us will have a different kalim for Pesach. We're able to afford it. But it's certainly relevant when things go wrong in our kitchens. So it's important to understand these halachas carefully, because it can happen to anybody at any time. Let's begin from the beginning. Daf Lamed Amud Alf. Lamed Amud Alf. Omar Rav. Kederos bePesach Yishaveru. Rashi. Omar Rav, this is a very important Rashi. It starts right away with the important stuff, for the very first minute. Rav Latameh. Yom HaChomets V'Aftei HaChazmano Osir Bahano K'Rav Yehuda, number one. Number two, V'Yisleh B'Mashahu, that we know. Top line of this very Amud. Chomets V'Pesach is B'Mashahu K'Rav. Then he adds something, Rashi. The Kosovar, no same time lifgam also. Something which we have really not spoken about too much. You may recall, it was quite a while ago, when we read the Rosh, who was commenting on the various discussions in the previous sugya, the sugya of Tarovus Chametz. So the Rosh made a rather cryptic comment, you know, some of the things we just spoke about over here. For other topics, I didn't speak about it over here. If you want to see what I wrote about it, you have to look what I wrote in Masechta Avodah Zarah, the end of Siman Hey. He wants to know, also Bahano, Yovesh B'Yovesh, the Din, no same time, Lefgam, B'Pesach, Kosavti B'Shili Masechta Avodah Zarah. We already made a brief reference to it, we never really spoke about it. Now is the time to talk about it at some greater length, although we already had it, if you recall, in Siman Tov Mem Zayin, for those who have a good memory. But for the moment, Rashi says that no sin tam lefgam is also according to Rav, means also all the time. Of course, we don't pass it that way, says Rashi right away. But let's also cover same betray tamim. There are two reasons that we don't follow. Number one, chodo, duki rova hilchus de tarova siachas mano mutta kerav shimon. Vahai pochos mi tarova su. It's even less. So therefore, Rashi is assuming over here, telling me we call it mashu. How Rashi knew that, we don't know so far. So it's a mashu. And mashu we paskin is in fact usher on Pesach, but not after Pesach. So why break the kedera when it's left the Pesach? That's reason number one. Reason number two, Rio, the Kaimala knows in town of Gam is mutter. Vizem Misha Avru Olav Yemea Pesach, Hufag Tamo Bedofne Akli. The taste was weakened in the walls of the Kli, of the kedera. Of the pot. Okay, any questions so far? Yes?
First, what does that mean? Like, that does this just mean that it's not a ben yomo?
That's what we call a ben yomo. It's not a ben yomo. It's much more than a ben yomo. It's not a ben shavuo. Over a week passed since it was presumably used before Pesach. Now it's after Pesach. It was off for a whole week, not just a whole day. So the Gemara tells us a bit later on in Pesachim that if you wait for a day, it loses its positive taste. And I see as I'm looking at it that I may have mistakenly left one source off my list. Or did I? I don't know. Let me give it to you right now. Please add this in, please, if you don't mind, right now. When I copied it over, I just missed it. That's a Gemara in the Sechta of Pesachim. That Mem Dalid Omud Beis. Oh, we can see it now. So once we see it, you don't have to write it down. You can see it. We'll see it with our own eyes. But it should have been on the list. When I copied, I left it out. On Mem Dalid Omud Beis, the Gemara is having a discussion called Tam Ki'ikar, a very fundamental question. If you taste something which is treif, So then the food that you taste is also treif. So the Gemara wants to know, how do we know this? So the Gemara says, we derive it from what's called Giule Nachrim. What is Giule? Who knows what Giule Nachrim means? So Rashi tells us. Let's read the Rashi on the fourth medium-sized line. Giule Nachrim, and then down the base. Kedeira Shabishal Baha Nachri, Uchshachoza Yisrael of Mavashaba, He Mag Eles Biliosa Lesoch Shal Yisrael. What does it do? It spits out its absorption into the food of the Yisrael. Giyoloshan Meki Upole, Vatora Asraso Bimasa Midyan, Koldova Shiava Ba'esh, Dahina Yoros Vakumkumisin, Vachayotzeben Shematich and Osan. Al-ha'ur. So it's whatever is used in fire has to be kashered in fire. That's a very important pasuk in Chumash and Parshas Matos. Okay? So we derive from there that an offensive taste, a halakhli offensive taste, which stems from non-kosher food, will render different food, which is intrinsically kosher, will become itself non-kosher. Any questions so far? Kosher pshat. I want to say push up shot. Fine. So the Gemara continues here on that Memdala on the base. This is basic stuff. Deriving Tom Kiki from Giule Nachrim. Giule Nachrim says the Gemara, Laf Tama Bialmu, about 10 lines up. Vas, Hachanam Eloshna. Rabbanan? No. Giule Nachrim Nami Chidushu. The word Chidush means the something which breaks the rules. And once it breaks the rules, it cannot be a source for anything else. It could be it's a unique, special case. How does it break a rule? So call no same tam lifgam mutter. Here's the words in Shas. Whenever it's no same tam lifgam, it is permissible. How do you know? The gamrina minavela. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Again, Rashi's critical. The gamrina minavela. Right? What do you mean, lager? Haruya lager kruya nevela. Shane, real lager ain't kruya nevela. We spoke about this, if you remember, that Chafalaf Medbeis, by Chercho, Pas Sheipsha. We've been here already, so we know about these things. So, therefore, since the taste coming out of the pot is in each and every case negative, and the Torah prohibits it anyway, so it breaks the rules. It breaks the rules. We cannot derive anywhere else that Tom Kiker is a unique situation, a unique case. But the Rabbi Akiva, who derives it from here, says no. Lo osra Torah ele b'kedera bas yoma hilkach lab no sein tam lefgamu. What does bas yoma mean? What does bas yoma mean? Rashi says bas yoma, the first wide line. Shabishal bo hanachri bo bayom. Bo bayom. So on that very day, the taste is positive when it emerges, when it's, quote, spit out from the pot of the food. It's a positive taste. So it's a good source for the rule that Tam Ki Iko that it's us. Okay. Virabonon. No. Kedera bas yoma nami lo evsha de lo pogma purta. What do you mean, lo pogma purta, Rashi? Lo pogma purta. Mitam akli nifgema hablia. Somehow it's a negative taste even on the first day. That's a matter of dispute. Adkan, this important source, very important source, tells you about Tam Ki Iker, the first two, three words on the page, Likten Tam Ki Iker are here, and Nosen Tam Lev Gam is here, and Kedera Basyom, and Basyom is also here. All the glossary of terms are found out over here on that Memdalet Amid Beis. Kerabal say, so this should have been on the Makaras, but okay, we saw it here, together, live, as we say. Okay? Any questions so far? Let us now return to Daf Lama Amid Aleph. So Rashi told us that Rav is based upon three assumptions, so we reject two of them. What are the three assumptions? One, that he holds that chametz after Pesach is also ba'anah like Rabbi Yehuda. Two, chametz that it's also the mashu. Three, no santam of gam is also. We reject one, we reject three. According to Rashi, if you recall, the top Rashi in this Amud, we accept number two. According to Rov Rishonim, Rav is, forgive the expression, strike one, strike two, strike three. We reject all three of Rav's, according to Rov Rishonim. But we don't pass him Mashu like Rav. Rashi has, based on our Gemara, said that we follow Mashu Karav in Kol Yisrael Torah. So according to Rashi, we reject this then only for two reasons. According to most authorities, we reject it for all three reasons. All right, Rabbos, are we ready to continue? Let's see Tosfos. Omar Rav, you know what? Let's read one before we see that. This is read a little bit more Gemara. A little bit Gemara. Correct the Gemara. Vamai, why break the kederas? Why break these pots? Lishinu achar haPesach, v'levin b'hu shelo b'mina. Wait till after Pesach. Use it shelo b'mina. Rashi. Levin b'shelo b'mina. The modi Rav Liel, the chomet shelo b'zmano shelo b'mina is b'mashu mutter. V'hai mashu choshev lu. Oh, you see from the Gemara clearly that the Gemara is assuming that whatever is left in the pot, but we don't know the reason why exactly, is only going to be a mashu. That's a good question, why the Gemara assumes that. But that's Rashi, this, you see in the Gemara, it's considered to be a mashu. It's considered to be a mashu, I mean, it's Pashup Shah. So therefore, Shalom Aminah should be mutter. Answer the Gemara, no. Dilma also the Mebbehu Bimino. We're afraid he's going to use it Bimino. So let's receive the first, the one line tosses, the pshat tosses. Dilma. Dilma also the Mebbehu Bimino. Liel, on the Choptesim and Beis, Lo Gazar Shalom Bimino Atumino, if you recall after Pesach. Why? Tolo Shchia, she is Arev Lo Chametz. So Milzud Lo Shchicha. They didn't make this quote Gzeru the Gzeru. Abel Hocha Lahatil Levashel Behen Hikol Emigzah, because it's Maisa B'chol Pesach. Every Pesach is going to be this way. So therefore, they had felt compelled to make a Gzeru, because it is certainly, in some sense, it is a quote Gzeru the Gzeru, since it's very common. They made the Gzeru anyway. This is the Pshat Tosfos. But now, we glossed over two other critical Tosfos. We'll see the first. I'm not sure about the second. We'll try to get to it, but if we don't, let's get to the first Tosfos today. Yes?
If Rav holds that these kederos, they have chametz in them, so what is the Gemara asking that lishinu l'achar pesach? You can't it's true that chametz shavrel pesach may be mutter shmolumino, but if you have chametz on pesach, we don't let you say keep it.
What a great question. Why is there no avera b'yiro b'yimotze on the chametz which is absorbed in the pots?
Well,
yes.
Can you? I mean, b'yiro, you have to see it. You have to be there. You don't see anything.
Right. So we assume, as a double poshut based on this Gemara, that there's no violation of b'yiro b'yimotze on chametz which is absorbed in pots. No violation. You know, some people on Arab, when they want to sell me the chametz, they want to sell me their pots. When I see it on their list, I cross it out. Why do I cross it out? Who knows why I cross it out? Terrible them again. Tevilas Kalim. I asked you to see a Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. You haven't gotten there yet, probably, but the Gemara Avodah Zarah is going to come in very handy for the next week. We're going to go be see if you can get a hand in the Gemara Avodah Zarah, it'll be helpful. Just for the extra Gemaras floating around the various Batei Medrash all over the place. It'll be very helpful to have the Gemara Avodah Zarah with you as we learn the Sugya. So we would not want to allow them to sell their pots to a guy, and then they buy them back at the Tevilas Kedem. That's our last mission that I asked you to see. And about Zardaf Ayin Hayim and Banks. So there's something will get more sophisticated. Okay, Rabbi, I won't say my old pot. I'll say the chametz which is absorbed in the pot. I think Mr. Brown thinks about that. That's really taxing his imagination. He's buying the chametz which is absorbed in the pots. I don't sell it. I mean, if a guy puts it down, I'm going to do with it. But you don't have to sell it. There's no buyer by a matzah, and the chametz is blue in the pot. That's all. Did you see this, Mr. Gemara?
The worker told me used to sell their pots, like the chaznish, I think they said. They used to sell his pots and told them to piss off.
I can't understand it. Show me inside. I never heard of it. Okay. Let us go to the Tosis Omar Rav. Very important Tosis. Kideres v'pezal yishaveh. V'perek vasur de mesecht avod azar. Sam chesem et beis. Gabi achbara b'shichra. Woo! A mouse falls into the beer. Woo! Mesapkele. Ikasav a Rav. No saying tam lefgam osir amutter. If it's going to be mutter, so then why is achbara b'shichra a problem? Cactus now. The achbara b'shichra ashbuche mashpach. The mouse makes the beer taste better. I hope there's no one in this room who's ever tasted the taste of a mouse in the beer. I hope that somebody never tasted beer at all. That's my really hope. But certainly not having the I mean the only one in the room who has never tasted beer. But I hope you never tasted a mouse in the beer. Okay, that's one way to avoid tasting a mouse is not having any beer at all. Okay, but fine. That's a good question. Either it's us because no son of God is us, or because he felt that it makes the taste of the beer better. Wow. You can imagine how schwach beer must taste. Okay. The Isvirle Mutter. If no Rav holds no son of God is Mutter, which is one opinion which is unresolved, and Avodah Zarah Samaches. The question becomes, what's why is Rav asking over here? Afilu hachi ka'amar hacha shaper yishaveru. Why? Why? So Rashi assumed that Rav held no satam of gam. It's awesome. That Rashi is against the Gemara and Avodah Zarah Samaches, where it's unresolved. Tosfos says no. The no satam of gam dafka b'di evet shari. Avo lechatchila osur. Why? The gazrinan she'eno ben bas yomo. Otu bas yoma. It's a gzeira. Eino bas yoma. Otu bas yoma. According to our text in the Gemara of Orozor, Ayin Vav, the Mefurash Gemara says that. It's a gzeira. You should not use a kli, which is treif, which is eino ben yomo, lest you come to use a kli, which is a ben yomo, which can then make your food treif. Eino ben yomo doesn't make your food treif, but ben yomo would. So therefore, Rabosai. Again, briefly, what does it say? That the reason why you cannot use these kederos forever, you have to break them, is because the gzeira eina ben yomo, otu ben yomo. To break them. Any questions so far? Okay. Answer number one. I want to give you a number of answers and try and various potential refutations of these answers. Let's get the general question. The question was, why did Gemara say, according to Rav, that it's doubtful whether Noam's time of Gam is Osir Mutter and Avodah Zarah Samaches, and our parts clearly hold that it's Osir? Gemara says, answer number one, no, Tosa says. It's really Mutter. And Zera, and Ben Yama. Fine, it's a Gemara for Reshes and Avodah Zarah. On that, I involve Amar Aleph, as is pointed out by the Mesoros Hashas on the side. That's answer number one. Answer number two. V'yot. The Hosam Shari Fisha Pogain Tamo Kimoshu Ben. The mouse itself has a negative impact on the taste of the beer. Abel Hocha, here in our sugya, Eino Pogain Elamachmas Pshashoha Bidofne Hakli. It's not intrinsically negative. It's a very, very positive taste. You made pizza, I don't know, you made noodles, whatever you made, just hummus, maybe you made sponge cake, whatever you made in the kli. The reason it's pogam is only because it was somehow stored in the wall of the kli for more than 24 hours, so it became a negative taste, but fundamentally it's positive, yes?
Which is it? Does the mouse make it taste better or worse?
You have to ask Susie Fishbein or something like that. what she has to say. I don't know. Or kfeila aramor, as the Gemara puts it. They wanted to know how something tasted, and it was a problem of Isser, that it's a goyish taster, a cook, to experiment. Okay? Who am I to say? I never even had beer, kavachomer, mouse in a beer. You guys, maybe you've touched beer, maybe you can speculate better than I can. Okay. Fine. We read the Tosis. Okay, we read the Tosis. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. Question, gentlemen. question. I have a very serious question. How do you distinguish between the chatzchila and the b'di'evet? The chatzchila means, you know, let's do it right. Let's do it the perfect way. Right? B'di'evet means that's after the fact. We're stuck with a tough situation, so we're going to say it's okay. I don't know what I'm driving at. I'm trying to get someone to raise their hand and ask a question. I'm trying to lead you into my question. One could have argued, yes, nobody, that to smash all my pots, that's a pretty big with the effort. Huh? Rob smashed all of his pots. Why did he smash all of his pots? Because lechatchila, Tosfos gives one answer. Lechatchila, the first answer. Lechatchila, you can't use the pots.
You haven't been mevashim anything yet, so I shouldn't.
Right, you're right. Since you didn't cook anything yet, only lechatchila. On the other hand, I have to break all my pots. That's a pretty big shas atzak, a pretty big b'diyah. I have to break all my pots. So the Ran raises this issue: is it lechatchila? Or is it b'di'evet? And of course, the answer is going to be, it is considered a lechatchila. Okay? But where did it come from? Let's turn to the Ran. He tries to prove this point. Please turn to the Ran if you don't mind. The Ran on this sugya is so critical. So many critical things to say. Ravana's page, Chof Aleph, in our print. The old print, I believe, is Zion of a base. He asks Tosfos' question. And he gives a third answer. Before we have a third answer. What's the third answer? This is the on the left side of the Ran, the last wide line on top. Yesh mishatiris, not an arrow line. To lo matzinen lemivshet mehocha, shud afilu madis leinos in tam lefgam is mutter hanimili beisurim shem osrim b'no sein tam. So if no sein tam is aser, no sein tam lefgam is mutter. It's not considered a legitimate no sein tam, but Aval chomet she'ose b'mashu kevan she'en hochen bo'acha nesinas tam afilu no sein tam lefgam is also. What a wapa chiddush. That's exactly what the Rush made reference to. I wrote an Avodah Zarah differently, he says. But the Ran argues with the Rush. The Ran says that no sein tam lefgam, at least he's quoting an opinion over here, and no sein tam lefgam on Pesach would be usher. It's no less than a mashu. Again, no sein tam lefgam Lav Shmei Nosen Tam. So what? Also B'mashu. Says the Ran, it's wrong. Lo Nehirali. I think it's wrong. Why is it wrong? To Aman Deshari Nosen Tam Lefgam. Where did he get it from? Minevelo She'ena Ruyo Leger Garmelo. We saw it. Right enough Mem Dalai Mebeis. The Eina Kruya Nevelo. The Keva Dafilet Pogon Be'eno. Eino also, even if it's Be'en. It's not also if it's inedible. Hey, chiesar es taruvaso. If it itself is mutter, how can it possibly prohibit its taruvas when it got mixed up? I bechitema im kain. Now what? That we say it's not edible, it's mutter. Hey, chamina bepergel over that memheim beis. Passion is absha v'nifslo melechol odom akelav yachol ochlo. Exactly what the first sheep said. Lav Rai. Why? The Indian Tumas Ochlin, Hainutama Mishum de Tumo, Chalo, Achati Posel, the Kelev. Why? We saw this in the Chof Aleph and Beis already. Hachinami shar b'chametz at Pesach. V'kev and shekeinu have a kushal the duchte. Amay lo pashtin and hasan mehod the rab the sviolei nosan talaf kamis asur. In any event, he's saying over here, bottom line, no sintan of kam chometz for Pesach is mutter. It has to be mutter. Why does it have to be mutter? Because it's mutter even be en, even if it's in its pure form, as long as it's not what? Roar lechameyavo isos acheros, which this presumably is not. So therefore the question becomes, so what's the problem over here? Should be hepter gomor. It doesn't matter, it's masha. So what? This is his question. Now, Rabbi said, we are blessed in the back of our runs, that what we call a Yalkut Mefarsh. Okay? So, this I just want to show you for a minute. The Yalkut Mefarsh from the back, right over here, it says on page Chof Aleph, it goes page by page in this new print. So page Chof Aleph, the Yalkut, can be found on page Pei Vav and Zion in our print. The last comment in page Pei Vav, the very last says, Ayin mashakasafti begilyon haran avodah zarah aleh shin samach gimel aleph, or Perakei Simon Aleph Reish Tzadi Dalet, in various numbering systems of Rosai. So unfortunately, to the best of my understanding, the Gilead Mashah didn't make the cut in the Yalta Mefarshim of Avodah Zarah. Can I look it up? I didn't find it, this is a different edition. The same edition of Shas, on the shelf in the Beis Medrash, they didn't have the Gilead Mashah's comment. I'm going to guess what his comment was, or is, unless you can find it somewhere. If you can find the Gilead Mashah on the Ran, in the Sefer Avodah Zarah, publication of Shas, please. I don't know if I'm right or wrong. What I'm saying is speculation, but I can't. Maybe get me the Ran. Can we get the Ran on screen? Can we? We're not going to give the funny numbering systems that he gave, 1,000 something, whatever it may be. In my edition, it's while it's warming up. In my edition, it's page. Pei Zion, I believe. No? Take that back. No. Earlier. Pei Aleph. It's in the old editions, it's the Ran Lamed Beis of an Aleph, if you have it. And it's going on the Gemara, Rav Osai, Rav Samach Zion, where we derive that if you have a certain situation, it's considered to be no sin tam lefgam. What's the case of no sin tam lefgam? That if I have a food which goes into another food, and its net impact is negative, it's not a problem. It goes by the top of the rift, I assume, what is that, right? The old goes on rift up, right?
Right.
And turns it up, page Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. That's where the you'll find it. And as a matter of fact, this idea is attributed to Rashi. Lashon of the Gemara, Eino Necheles. Does Rashi? Doesn't mean Lav Daf Eino Necheles. And Lekol Shenifgam Tam Nezeh Shorim. If the tam is somehow negative because of this original food that goes into it, it would be in fact permissible. You know, while he's looking, let me go back to the Ran in Masechta Pesach, if you all have in front of us. Below, again. Lav Kushi. The last part of this paragraph. I feel him on the Amma, no stand of God mutter, Hani Mili the Evan, Avalachat Chila Lo, as we saw in Tosis. Avalachat Chila Rabbi, Evshalo, Lishbor, Sakadera. Oh, you have to break the pot. Is that a bit the Evan? No. I feel the Hachi, Lo Havim, Kid the Evan, Variah the Dover. I mean, in a prayer called Abbas, Chun Kufir Alpha Base. How Pincha, the Smalach, Babisra, Atbara, Vami. He broke it. Vika the Evan, Dami, Lomol, and the Mitbara. Lishyan lemochar. Wait for the next day. The next day should be considered permissible. Elavare pincha ukdeira fagav the tzorach l'shabron lafka diyeved dami. And now it's Rashi said the Rav holds those afkav is aser ain't a mechuber. It's against the Gemara. Avon azar. Okay, so he proves from chulin klafid aleph it's considered to be a diyeved. Dibemas uda amrina. Uda amrina. There it is. The last line. That was the next, that's the last line of the page?
Yeah.
Okay, wait. Push next. Hold on. Read the last line. Udarmina kol shein achasera klum en nechel nezer pirish rashi. I just read it to you. Lav dafke en necheles al kol shenif kam tamo mipnei zeh. Next.
No, you go to links.
What?
On the right side, right there. Over to links. Right under the browse tab.
No.
What?
Go move down. Move
right.
Oh.
That's
counterintuitive. Okay, we're here. Baruch Hashem. Thank you. Is it big enough? You can read it. Can everyone read it?
Yes.
You sure? You can all read it? Big enough? The print's big enough? Yes.
Cut off.
Boom. Why is it cut off? It's not cut off on this screen. We gotta fix this once and for all. Okay, well, let's see. Raya the Dvarov, Mikdeira She'ena Bas Yoma. The Karina Le Nostan of Gam, Ubavade She'ena Pogemes Hatav Shel, when you get cut off, tell me, scream. Hatav Shel Kokach, Ad? Is the word Ad?
No, we don't see it.
But Kach is there?
No.
Kol. So you're missing about five characters, I'm sorry. So we'll have to. That's what you read before, to read the last five characters on the line. Okay. Shalom Yehei Necheles, not that bad. Your pot's not used for a day. I mean, we use pots a day all the time. Uvikidera bas yomanami, I mean, and Yeshlo Pog Bapurta. Ama de Bapurta, the Pagam Sharm. Quote that opinion. Viraya the Dover Ode. Mishemen the Dvash, the Kurchel Hiltus, the Domain. Sheitir the Peregain Mamidin, the Lamakhesim the Bay, the Marazara. Shemnos and Tam the Pagam. Ubavarai she'ena nifsalam yachilas adam shirikulin acholamein alma kol di'ika purta d'fgam shor v'yaf agav d'nos in tam d'fgam in nevela gamila v'chol shiruio l'ger shmei nevela v'yaf alpisha nifkama yeah hosa mayna time of nation achilas b'fnei atzma ulefichach asura achati pogem yachilas ger amul isit tarovetz shaholchen bo Acha nesinas tam, kol shetam o poge matav shul ktsas mutter. Fisha eino no sin tam. The adraba poge mu. End of the paragraph. By me, it's a new paragraph for the new Gemaras. Okay, so he's explaining that although it's not inedible, since it's a net negative effect, it's permissible. Not around, it's an obvious question. I will die in Sarach Yashi. How can you derive this new category from Nevela? Nevela means it's intrinsically in Ruhl Ager right now, and it's pristine, pure form, it's inedible. That's Mutter, in Ruhl Ager. Here, it's very much Ruhl Ager. Ager would eat it. It has a net and negative impact. So what? Finirali, the Hainu Taima. Ever with me? The Ma Matsinu Binevela. Shalo Asrasa Torah. Elakshi ruyal again. Why? Neshoch lanenem in ha'isur. Afa pishi nifkamok tzas. Avakol she'eno ruyal again. Kevin she'eno nenem in ha'isur. Hiti rasa Torah. Afal pi shechal oleho isa mitchila. Af isa shenel satan beheter. Why? Kei ben shehet and if kam tzatz ben eiser. Nimtza shezeh sheochlo. Eino nana mino iser. Ela mitstar olo. He's upset at this negative impact on his food. Hilkach sharinan. Af al pi shechal isa mitchila bosadava shenisara beheter. What does that mean? Let's assume for the moment that the mouse gives a negative taste in the beer. No. Still edible, just worse than it was before the mouse got in there. So we're saying, since I'm not having any positive hanoch from this mouse, I'd rather not be there, it can be compared somehow or other to something which is intrinsically inedible. It's a chiddush gadol. Because we don't measure absolute, we measure net. What they call it, so netto. Right? It's a net negative. If it's a net negative, it's permissible, even though it's not completely inedible. Well, the fizek karav ani loma, look at this, sachidish. Shem higdil iser midoso shel heter. If the iser added to the quantity of the heter, ad shu mashbiach yoser kishe ochlo begodol midoso. The increased quantity is significant in a positive way, more than the fact that the negative impact on the taste, the increase in quantity in his mind outweighs the decrease in quality. Usur! Achi posel milech alam kinemelo. Wow! Vichy amrina, the pogam kosh, the pogam kosh usagi, hanich a posel yoser bekilkul tamo, imashe mashbiach begodol midoso. Wow. Amazing chiddush. The Rashba argues. A Rashba hitter, the Sefer Torah Sabayas Orach. It's a very important Sefer. I put on the Ma'amar Kamos one page. I'm going to try to copy. The Torah Sabayas Orach, as opposed to the Torah Sabayas Kotzer, the Rashba wrote an Orach and a Kotzer. The Orach was the Arichus, and the Kotzer was the Kitzer, like a Kitzer Shulchan Orach. We have them printed together with two other Svarim. They're all on the Ma'amar Kamos. What do they call? Anyone know? Better. Who wrote the Beder Gabayas? The Ra'ah, where he bashes, and every page he bashes the Rashba, which is contemporary. They were both Tanim of the Ramban, and they often have a fight, what the Ramban mean? The Rebbe said this, you know, the Ramban. And they were both Rebbeim of whom? The Ritva. They go at it. Then there's an anonymous Sefer, printed on the other side of the Torah Sabayas, who always seems to be on the side of the Rashba himself, defending him against the Beder Gabayas. 100%. It's called the what? The Mishmeres Habayis. Who can figure out why this author always seems to be on the Rashba side? Always, without exceptions.
It was the Rashba.
He wrote it anonymously, so, you know, but it was clear that the Rashba himself, there are many proofs that the Rashba himself wrote it, and he refers to everything in third person. The Mechaber said this, and this guy said this, and the Mechaber's right. Yeah, I'm just telling how it was in those days. Pretty sure. Everyone assumes, right? That's about
Rashi. I thought he, in one place, he admitted to it at the end.
Oh, yeah? He admitted to one place? Oh, good.
I think so.
Yeah, could be. Someone should go online and figure out what does it say there. Is the Mishmeres written by the Rashi or not, and what the proofs are back and forth, etc. We assume it's written by the Rashi. He was there after the Torah Sabayas Arach. Kol she'aheter meruba min ha'iser, as long as the heter is more than the iser, v'koyav tamal efgam, even though it's a 51-49. I mean, it's a tremendous increase in the quantity. Dimi shema mosho. What about the quantity? Doraisa meruba batel. Dimi shem tamo ein kan nosin tam kevin shupogim elu dvarzal. I don't like it. I think in that case, 51-49, the increase in quantity outweighs the decrease, could be only a slight decrease, in quality. What a fundamental dispute, Rabbi Osai, between the Ran and the Rashba. Okay. The Gilead Mashal is referring us to this page. Who wants to tell me what you think is the Gilead Mashal's question or comment in Masechet Avodah Zarah? We don't have a printer. I'm very upset. Here the Yalta has the Yom HaShoah, Pesachim. The Rav Zohar don't have it, they work as other people, not the Yom HaShoah. So I'm only speculating. I'm not hanging in private. Old Gemaras, old riffs, new Gemaras. I'm just looking at the old or the new one. I don't know where you're going to find the Yom HaShoah on the riff. Maybe we'll find a different Avodah Zarah, different Mesach Avodah. Who wants it? Yes? Yes, Sean. Oh, what does it say? He admitted it was the author at one place.
In one of his
tshuvas. One of his tshuvas. Ah. So a tshuva somewhere, he lets the cat out of the bag. Okay, very good. That's how it was in those days. Okay, very good. Rabosai, so back to here. My Gideon Marashah. No. Let me tell you what I think he's asking. The Gideon Marashah says, this ra that's on your screen is against the ra in your psalchim. Yeah, what do you want to say? Okay, say.
Yeah, I mean, here he's saying,
here he's saying that if the let's read it again. Baloney Hirali. Come on, let's read his refutation of this possibility that no Santam of Gam is Osra Pesach. It's impossible. Why? The man is showing no son of Gam. Minavela, Shana Rila Ger Gamala, what is our son of Zion and Bays? Dana Kruya Navela, the cave on da filu pogame be'eno eno asur. Hech yeser is tarubaso. I can answer that question. If it's pogam be'eno, it's mutter because they ain't a really ger at all. The ger wouldn't need it. How can I answer it's taroves? Because it gives some taste, which although it's negative, Rabbi Osai, is not completely inedible. So all year long we derive from the vela, but perhaps on Pesach not. That's what I assume the Marashah wants to say, that you can't compare the two types that the Ran is comparing. He himself distinguished between them clearly in Avodah Zarah. One is completely inedible in and of itself, and one is, it's edible, it just gives a taste, just a net negative. The two are different. He even had a question, how do you derive one from the other? Not so simple. So over here, he could have said that although chametz, which is cannot be eaten at all, is mutter, chametz, which gives a negative taste into something else, would be prohibited. Why? The negative taste is no less than a mashu. Hey, that's what I assume the Marshal has in mind. Although I can't prove it, I don't have it. If someone could find it for me, I would appreciate it. Ad kan Rabosai, my comment on this Gilead Marshal. Fine. But since we were already reading the Yalta Mepharshim, let's turn again to the Yalta Mepharshim. I assume all of you have this, the new Gemaras, am I correct? You don't have the new Gemara. Oh, yeah, yeah. Who else does not have a new Gemara? Okay, so you don't have Yaakov Mepharshim, that's bad. Okay, but look on with somebody else. It's a very short quotation, very, very short quotation. Very short. Here on page Pei Vav. It's the first comment on this run. It's about two-thirds down the last column. Yesh Litchos. He's quoting Rabbi Shmuel Mi Rav Zevitz. I'm not sure what that is. Yesh Litchos. Tocha Chayshinon Shema Yovo Levashel Dava Chorif. What's that mean? What's a Dava Chorif? What's a Dava Chorif? You sold it to the Yoredeli. What's a Dava Chorif mean?
I think so. It's
what, what?
Makes always
pogrom.
Makes
it ois pogrom. Oh, it's a Yiddish expression. Makes it ois pogrom. Where does the Gemara say it's ois pogrom? It's the Mefurash Gemara Masech Avodah Zarah on the Aflamet Tes Amud Aleph. I'm going to read you the Gemara, Rabbi Osai. I'm going to read it to you. It's a very brief quotation. Look it up later on your own. La Avodah Zarah Lamet Tes Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, is a thing which you're not permitted to eat called the Kurt Shel Chiltis. a kurd shel chiltis is one of the things which are not permitted to eat, and it's found in the Mishnah on Lamed Hey Amud Beis. A kurd shel chiltis. What do the words mean? Some sharp fruit, and they cut it with a knife, and we're afraid that maybe the knife will impact upon it. My time of mission to mafsle the sakina. No sin tam lefkam is mutter. And we have a general another principle. Stam kelim. We're going to finish the sentence. Stam eina b'nei yomon. The average key wasn't used in 24 hours, so it's no stam lefkam. Agav churfe de chiltisa. Because it's a very sharp kind of fruit. I'm not sure what chiltis even is. If you look it up in a translation, what is chiltis? They give you a translation.
I think it's some kind of fish.
I think it's a radish.
Radish? Let's take a look. Maybe it's chiltis in the translation over here. Rashi tells it's calling Lazra in French. Anyone know French over here? Who knows French?
Not
me, you're French. Okay. Who knows modern French? Do they have, I guess it's in the back. They usually have Laze Rashi, you know, in the back. How can I find this now? There's nothing on the side. They have Laze Rashi. And they ran out of space here. They tell you what the French words mean. Give me 1 second. This is Lam and Ham and Beis in the Sefer of Avodah Zarah. Tells you?
With a taf or a taf?
Chiltis is all tufts. Ches, Yud, Lamed, Tuf, Yud, Saf, Chiltis.
It's a kind of plant.
Plant, okay, but what plant?
It's called Asafoida. It's a spice you can buy it in grocery stores. It's still used today.
They're giving it here in the Yiddish. Tapelskot, or Lazekreut. Cabbage? Kreut is cabbage. Lazekreut. Min Esavu. Some kind of a grass. Rashi calls it a pre. So we don't know exactly what it is. Something. Whatever it is. Says the Gemara. So because it's so sharp, the schiltis, says the Gemara, Machliole Shamnunisa Bahavale Kenosin Tam Lishvach. What it does is it converts the Shamnunis in which is in the knife and makes it lishvach. Rashi says Machliole Mimatko. It sweetens it. It was shvach, stale, dull, old, and it's rejuvenated by the charitas. Now Rashi is talking about the Shamnunis, which is maybe a coating. But it's quoted La Halacha and Shulchan Aruch even to apply it to a pot, which is completely clean. And therefore, the Yalkut Mefarsh Shemir and Adav says, you know what? The reason you can't derive from here that Nos and Tam Lefgam is awesome, no, it's really mutter. But if you may use onions, that's our most common thing, onions. You're going to cook onions or put onions in this Kedera. It's going to make the old Chametz taste and rejuvenate it and make it positive. That's why it's a problem. Okay, this is the answer given here in the Yalkut Mefarshim, and this is in fact quoted Lalach and Yaradeya. If you have an old pot and you cooked it in an Edava Charif, as we call it, it renders the old taste sweet, fresh, and positive. Okay, a reason why we cannot use the Kli Sheina Ben Yomo, even though Nos and Tam Lifgam is normally permissible. So we have now 4 reasons. 1, lechatchila. That's a tosis. Lechatchila, it's also. It's considered to be lechatchila. A second answer is a distinction between what's pogum eikara. From the beginning it was always bad. Here it's only pogum later on. It's more strict. A third answer is when the isamashu nos talafgam is mochama. The Ran quotes it and doesn't, is not happy about it. A fourth answer, we're worried about Dover Charif. Dover Charif. Fine. I'd like to now show you what Rabbeinu Peretz has to say about this. Okay? Rabbeinu Peretz. Again, I feel bad. Those who don't know the new Gemara won't have it. But if you, most, almost everyone has a Rabbeinu Peretz in the back of the regular of the one that we're using. If you don't have it, please look on the neighbor. Please, if you don't mind. and see what Rabbi Yehuda Peretz has to say. Tos Rabbi Yehuda Peretz can be found in this edition on page Yud Zayin. On page Yud Zayin. So when, he asked Tosis question. And in the fourth column, he rattles off some of the answers. One of the first answers with Tosis answers. He uses a phrase which Tosis didn't use, a very important phrase, which we'll be coming back to many times. We'll see later, it has a source in Shas. What's the phrase? Look. This is V.A. Shloma. The first new paragraph on column 4 on page Yud Zayin. What's V.A. Shloma? Nosen Tam Lefgam, maybe Nosen Tam Lefgam is mutter v'shani hachi to have yishbiach ule v'sov poga. Very important. It started off good, ended off bad. That's what it tells us. Havu v'hi the nafal achbro l'go shikra havu poga mei karo. Okay? And therefore, maybe holds its mutter. The Tosis is, the Rabbi of Paris is paraphrasing our Tosis. Our Tosis is the same exact distinction. That what's the difference in the second third of the Tosis? The distinction between where it was originally bad or where it only became bad. But the Rabbi of Paris gave us the code words found in Shas, which are very important code words which are found in the original Sugya Rabosai of Nos and Tam Lefgam. Again, the Sugya is found primarily in Masechta Avodah Zarah. And then this phrase is kind of top samach hesem and aleph. Hishpiach lebesol pogam, as opposed to pogam eikara. Those phrases are found in Rabosai, Avodah Zarah, samach hesem and aleph. Our Tosin Dali meant them too, but he just used the critical phrase, which we're going to be coming to much more as we go through this entire sukkah. So that's why I'm glad to see the phrase the first time over here, Rabbi Yehuda Peretz, as he quotes from Avodah Zarah, Taf samach ches amud aleph. Let's now go a little bit further. A little bit further. The Ode Omer, which says the Ode. Everyone see it? That was the first new paragraph, the third paragraph on column 4. Lomatzi lemimshet denos tam osur, the shani hocha de mishum hochi osur, am nos tam lefga, de keva de kasava chomets b'mashu, b'memina b'shlo b'mino, and kain osur mashu. Okay, this is the teretz we saw in the Ran, which the Ran rejected. Fine, so far so good. So we cannot prove what Rav's opinion is in general from Al Gemara. The next paragraph is amazing. Umikom akom kosher. Difficult to me. Tehechi muchach mehoch. How can it be proved from here? The Rav Osar no Saint Tam. This question, that line to me is doubly perplexing. Number one, who said it's Mucha Mehoch? The Gemara never said anything. Gemara didn't say boo. And two, what does he mean, no Saint Tam? Everyone knows the whole no Saint Tam is us. What it should have really said is what? No Saint Tam, one word is missing. Yeah. Lifgam. So he must have meant Lifgam. And he's asking, I believe, as a question, not against the Gemara itself, but against all the Rishonim who preceded him. He quotes it as a Davar Pashut that all the Rishonim are tumbling about this question. He doesn't understand the question to begin with. Why? Dilma, the second Teretz in our Tosis. Hodi Osar Hayne Mishum Degazvina Shene Bas Yoma to Bas Yoma. So that's the second Teretz in our Tosis. So yes, as a Kashif, it's such an obvious answer. Why do we need three other answers? What are the three other chazah? What are the three other answers? Lechatchila versus b'diavad, mashu versus what? At least which is not also the mashu, and what else? We just saw it. Dabar charif. Get our own answer. The second answer tells us should be obvious. That's just the way he phrases the question. You're not going to give two reputations of this Teretz. So it's not so obvious. Let's read together. V'yei Shloma. Do'olek al-emeimah. Why? The ha'achar ha'pesach leka shum kideros benos yoma. The ha'over alein klimei ha'pesach. What does that mean? But although normally it is a gzeira, ain't a ben yomo to ben yomo, that's under a normal circumstance. If you can find a case where the ben yomo is virtually impossible, they never make a gzeira. Here it's virtually impossible. Why? He's a firm Jew. He's not cooking on Pesach. He's not cooking chametz on Pesach. Chas v'shalom. It's going to be a week later. So not just a day later. It's going to have to be an entire week later. A whole week later on both sides. A whole week later. So never made a gzeira and a ben yomo or to ben yomo. A very, very important chiddush in the Rabbeinu Peretz. You know who said it first? Guess who? The Mishmeres Habayis. We'll copy that page maybe so just to see. On that page I guess to see, yes.
I don't know if this is correct, but it seems like Rashi might sort of allude to it on Lamed Amud Beis when he talks about kelim that were used for like kneading chametz, and he says that the only reason they're a problem is because it's left in there for a long time, which implies that if that wasn't the case, then things might be different.
Right. Correct.
Yeah.
Possible. This is relevant in the following case for both sides. Rav Moshe was asked, I'll ask you a following simple question. Who in this room, in your house, your parental home, owns a Teflon pan? What's Teflon?
Non-stick.
It's a non-stick substance. As far as you can hear about it from the political context, is it? You remember this before your time? Reagan, Ronald Reagan, said he had the Teflon presidency. No criticism stopped him. He was so adept. And that's how they say he's the way to use the word Teflon. But that's probably the patent name or something for the material they somehow put on the pan. Things don't stick. Before Teflon, it's stuck. You have to get it out. It's very hard. Everybody's Teflon. The only one problem with Teflon. Teflon is trade. So they say. It's trafe. So all these pans are being, they have absorbed within them something which is trafe.
How is it trafe?
It's made from non-kosher ingredients. Guys, go online. Teflon. What is Teflon made from? I'll tell you in a second. Teflon. Where does it come from? Does it come from animals or maybe it comes from?
It's a chemical.
It's a chemical? Well, yeah. A synthetic chemical can't be trafe. Maybe the old Teflon that we're using some animal products. At least at one point in time, there was a chashash that the coating that they put on these pans, which everyone was using, was treif. So they asked Rav Moshe, this is Rav Moshe's day, going back a long time. They asked him, it should be awesome. So there was a beautiful sefer, which was written, I believe it's called the It's called the Ole Yeshurun, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe you have it on Beis Medrash. Rabbi Felder Shlita from Philadelphia. Who's in Philadelphia? Have you ever Rabbi Felder? Never heard of him? You from New York heard of him. If Philadelphia, I heard of him. How can that be? He's a Rabbi of a Shul, a Chosh of a Rabbi. He's a Talmud of Rabbi Moshe. He wrote a whole bunch of Svarim, which he quoted Rabbi Moshe every page. He wrote the Sefer on Avelis, called the Yisodei Smachos. And he wrote Sfarim on other topics, including Hagolas Kelim. So he quotes Rav Moshe said that when there was a Gzeira, Eino Ben Yomo to Ben Yomo, where Ben Yomo is a possibility, here they make it in the factory. They're not going to sell it the same day they made it. They're not going to get to your house to use it till way, way past the Eino Ben Yomo. Therefore, there's no need to make a Gzeira, Eino Ben Yomo to Ben Yomo. Rav Moshe said, pull out of the sleeve. Where do you get it from? The Stami got it from here. Whoops. The Stami got it from here, from Rabbeinu Peretz, Mishmeres Habayis. Yes.
Let me just repeat the
Rav Moshe makes. Right. Rav Moshe says, the only time I make a gzeira, Eine Ben Yomo, Otu Ben Yomo, but the possibility of Ben Yomo is real for this particular kli. You could use it within 24 hours. But a Teflon, which can never be used in 24 hours of the time that it's absorbed, because it stays in the factory for a few more days till it's actually completed, and then they have to pack it, mail it, buy it, it's weeks. So therefore, they never made a gzera. So you're allowed to use a Teflon pan. That's what's called by Rabbi Feld named Rav Moshe. It's a very good source for it. If you look in the Mishmeres Habayis, you will see the same svar. Okay, let's go further. Another Tchiyah in Rabbeinu Peretz. A second Tchiyah. What's the second Tchiyah, Rabbi Osai? Look carefully, please. V'yod Omer Haram D'midika Omer Rav V'milsei Dilma Osil L'mevim B'mina, alright. Mashma, the osir afilu b'di'evet, that the food's going to be osir if he makes a b'mino. B'mashu. V'imkein leka l'meimar, the osir mishum gzeira. Can't be. Why? Timitam gzeira means ainah b'nyomo to b'nyomo. Lo havi osir di'evet. The afalgav, the omer kederes, the pesach yishaveru. To havi di'evet, mikomoko mashu b'socho lo asrina. Yes, you have no choice but to break the pan. But we're not going to, or the pot, but we're not going to ask for the food. The food is mutter. And here the food is asr. So therefore, this teretz, Rabbi Osai, that this teretz of Eina Benyama, Ota Benyama can't work, because now it's Sukkot Asr B'Di'evit. Okay, so we have Rabbi Osai, four different terusim, and refutations and back and forth within the four tables. Any questions before we go to the next inyan? Okay. So the next inyan is found in the next Tosis over here, right in front of us, on the Aflam and Amanal. We're going slowly, but every Tosis is important. L'shinu arachar ha-pesach v'levet mu shalom b'mina. Table l'ri. Nay, the sviul on the tama the chometz mikdeira choshev mashu. Why? She'ain regilin lishtamish harbeyachad. That's a kiddush. We don't understand why it's only mashu, but that's what it says in the Gemara. Mikomakamotanan. We have over here a Mishnah. The Mishnah's in Trumas Perikay. A mevatlin isa lechatchila. A world famous rule. You're not permitted to mevatlin isa lechatchila. How you're cooking in this pot, the yisr which is mashu is going to come out. Bittul yisr lechatchila. V'afil yisur derabbanan, such as chomer shavu levav pesach, ein mevatlin. Why? The imlokein ma'awilu chachamim b'takan osam she'osu at shishim ho'ol she'yochol la'osif levatal le'yisr. It's obvious to Tosis that it's osim by the rabbanans. Otherwise, if you just get rid of the yisr by just nullifying it in 60 parts. Below Darmili Eitzim Shanoshim and Adekel the Tana B'Yomta Shemar Ba'aleim Eitzim Uchonim U'Masika and Beidin Abdalim and Beis. So you see the Rabbanan says no Yisum Bittul Yisum Chatchila. No. The Hosam Yisum Mukta Ein Lo Shoresh Min HaTorah, which is a Chiddush, not so simple for those who learn the Sukkot of Mukta. Ava Midi Di Yisle Shoresh Min HaTorah Lo. I always said the other way around. Chometz shavu pesach has a shorish min haTorah. It's called chometz. Mukta is not. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's the Tosafot is saying. Mukta has no shorish, and chometz has a shorish. We could have argued either direction, whatever it may be. It's the Tosafot says. Bottom line, what happened? They mevatlin isa lechatchila. Great question, right? So what's Tosafot's answer? U'mefarash Rav Rabbeinu Yosef. Ho ve'ika tarti l'tivusa. You have two good things going for you. What are they? Shuno Saint Tam l'gam. It's negative, right? It's after a day. U mashu shalobamino. And it's a mashu, which is what? Shalobamino, which is fundamentally permissible in and of itself. V'chiai gavna mevatlin. So this, it's not an absolute a mevatlis l'chatchila. If you have enough leniencies attached to it, there is it's permissible to be mevatel isa lechatchila. Wow. Ulevdvar tzarach lama. Tachi perusha. V'lavet shalom emino. What does that mean? Isvir le'rav no seintam lefkam mutter. If no Saint Tam Nafkam is mutter and it's a mashu shalom amino, then Rabosai, then there's no dinner in Mavali Salakatkila. Otherwise it would be. Wow. That's the first Teretz and Tosfos. Urima Farish, the cave and Shak Devil Shulchera saying, Im Yu Asurin, V'elem Takono, Zechoshuv Di Eved. To break the Kli, as if it's the Eved, it's not going to be the Zilachatchil. Yafal Gav, the Indian Issa Kedera, Shein Basiomo, Asmina, and the Afal P, Shein La Takono, we don't view it as a bit of the in the first case. No, it's different. Why? Shem the Hossam Bola Iser Harbe. If it had a lot of Iser, we're going to view it as a lechatchila. Avol Hocha Leka Ela Mashu Vahol V'Shalom V'Mino Hu Yochol Levatul K'Di'Evid. Very strange concept. If it's a lot of Bli, it's called the lechatchila. A little bit is called the Evid. It's a little bit strange. Why should that be? This is Tosa's answer. Rabosai, Tosa gave two answers to the original question. All the answer question, I am a vatlin isa lechatchila. Right? So what are Tosa's two answers? The first answer is what? Is what? The first answer is of Rabbi Meir Yosef. If it's doubly good, no sentam lefgam and mashu, shalom amino, it's mutan, he holds it not lap. That's the first teretz. The second teretz in the Ri was for this is considered a b'di'evit. For this purpose, we treat it as a b'di'evit. It's not the Israel itself. Okay, fine. Okay, with some mitosis. Rabosai, who wants to give your own answer, your own intuitive answer to Tosis' question? Yes?
It's lo b'di'evit. It's lo b'di'evit. You're not being a d'ayim. You're just leaving it. You're not putting more, you're not mixing anything in to be matter. You're just leaving it until after Pesach.
I don't get it. But when I use it, I don't leave it down in a museum. It's a museum piece. I'm using it to cook my soup after Pesach. So I'm taking the Issa, which is absorbed in the pot, and having it come into the soup. Yes? So?
It's not becoming mutter because of any pe'ula that you did. You're just leaving it until after Pesach.
No, I understand that. The question is, after Pesach, how do you take that Issa that's considered to be Issa called the Rav, like a Yehuda, a whole story. You have Issa in the pot, and now you're being mabal Issa in the pot in the soup. It's leaving the pot, going to the soup, and you bottle a bit less l'chatchila. I want someone to give me an intuitive answer. Somebody, guess. Give a guess. Come on, be creative. Be creative, gentlemen. You're not here just to listen to me. Be creative. Nobody. Turn to Rabbeinu Peretz again. Rabbeinu Peretz. If you don't have it, look on your neighbor. Rabbeinu Peretz. Again, page Yud Zayin. He gives Tosfos, this is the very next paragraph that we left off. There's three paragraphs in a row that tell the word will be comical. This is the middle one of the three. Second half of that paragraph, after he gives Tosfos two answers. The Od Yesh Shloma. I thought someone in this room would give this answer, but no one did. Okay. Od Yesh Shloma. The Hod, the Omar Eimim Vatlin. Hainu Dafka bin Iskavein Lehonos bin Oiser. Avalon Iskavein Lehonos bin Oiser Mavatlin. Usually, I'm throwing this in, I want to have another from it. Either from its quantity, from its quality, from its taste, whatever it may be. Dilotem, but here not. You'd rather not have any residue, any taste whatsoever of the old comments. Dilotem achi. Heichi magilinen klishu ben yoma betok kli gadol. Sheshbo shishim mibliyoso. Already giving comic attractions. In order to kasher, you have to take a kli, which is a ben yomo, and you throw it into a pot which has 60 times its volume in that second pot. How can it be? Habolea isura b'maya, the megalina lehu. If the water will absorb the trefa taste from the pot, v'chozer isu shebemayin, and the Isra of the water goes in where? V'no same time the kli, goes right back and right forth. If the water can get out, it can push it back in as well. V'afilu hachi, magalina and v'sagi v'agola. How can it be? Yemavat l'isalachatchila. Elalav hainotama mishum d'lon iskaven lehonos. Hachanami mishum achim v'atlinam. Rabbeinu Peretz is saying that you're so godol that you're not, there's no issur of mevatlis chatchilas, you have an intention to be mevatlit. It happens by itself, you're not really intending to do it whatsoever. The issur was never said. A very major chiddush. The problem, of course, is Rabbeinu Peretz said it, Tosis didn't say it. Maybe we shouldn't accept it. Maybe it's only one opinion. The other opinions also knew that it wasn't his intention. They didn't get that answer. They need to argue with the premise? That's a very good question. And maybe they actually argue with the premise itself. Let's review again. We have a possibility over here of saying that there's no problem whatsoever of bitul isal lechatchila in certain situations. Either it's a psalmashu, no sintam lefgam, and all kinds of different combinations. Didn't have it in mind. Huh? Didn't have it in mind. So that's the third answer of the Rabbeinu Peretz. Or here it's not lechatchila. You have to break the pot. Three answers we saw. I put on the Maram Makomas a series of ritvas. But this is the ritva of Bosai, which is the most amazing one of all. Maybe we'll get a sneak preview. We'll you got Ritva on, right? Get me the Ritva on Chulin. That's the one that most of you would have trouble finding. So the one up south, more of you have. But the Ritva on Chulin is Sadi Zayin Amar Al. This is one of the most amazing Ritvas you'll ever see. And I mentioned it once before. There are all apparently only one set of dishes in his house. You and I wouldn't eat in his house. That famous Rabbi Aaron Halevi in Barcelona. If you'd be visiting Barcelona, you wouldn't eat in his house. Only one set of dishes. Whenever you visit someone's house, they have one set of dishes, it's not a kosher home. That's the one. First question, have two, how many, one set of dishes? It's not kosher. Right? That's the best sign that the house is not kosher. Thank you. Dibra Maska, what do we say? Omar. Here it is, Omar. Good. Everyone has it? Let's read together. Omar Rama. Merei Shavakokashili. Hodatanya Kidera Shabishal Babosar Lo Yavashal Bacholov Vyabishal Benosinta. That's not the thing about rising. Again, if you have a fleshika pot, you may not cook milk, obviously. And if you cooked, Benosinta. So they all went to town on that phrase, Benosinta. Haimadaktik Mori Araoza. Dominicatone bin Bishal Benosenta Michlal the Bikidera Basyoma Askinon. The Kedera here in the Gemara in Chulin is a Basyoma, it was used in the last 24 hours. Vim Kane Lomalon the Misne Leovashal Bokolo Pshita. Obvious, a fleshika pot, you can't cook milchiks. Alokamashmalon the Dafka Bebasyoma Leovashal Khatila. Abalav Basyoma Sharia lechatchila nami came in the nose and town of Gam. You're allowed to use your fleshika pot to cook milk as long as you kept it dormant for 24 hours. Blogozir chachomim de la basyoma de basyoma. He's the perik master of Odazar and Vav. Elabikadera de bola isura. She sa'ua which bishas pliosa isur. Abelha de kibola hetera. De kibola hetera bola. Lo gazru bab, meat is mutter. The lo damiel the kli midyan. What's kli midyan? Rabbi said, what's kli midyan? They had in Parshas Matos where they had a treif, midyan, they had the veilam. Find the shmuel perikol shob, sochem daf lamin, look at that, al daf. Oh, my kaderes, but pes, ooh. We never did shmuel, you know? We only read rab. Let's read shmuel. Come, we never read in the Gemara. Rabbi said, we got so excited. Shmuel, what did Shmuel do? We passed that Shmuel. Ushmul Amar Lo Yishaveru, don't break them. Ela Mashilu the Achas Mano, the Oven Behu, Ben Bemino, Ben Shalom Bemino. You can use them as long as it's what? Achas Mano. Why? Why? What happened to the famous dinner, Rabbi Osai, of Gzeira Eina Ben Yomo to Ben Yomo? Tremendous kasha. The answer is the Ritva according to the Ra'ah. No. It's Hatei Rabola. It's Hatei Rabola. It was absorbed when it was permissible. Before Pesach, Chomis was permissible. It's like meat, which is permissible in and of itself. They never made Gzeira Eina Ben Yomo to Ben Yomo. Wow. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. The cave of the Terabola, Bahashta Nosan Town of Gam, the Epshad Lesbek Kede Lesser, the Plitos of the Pomus Mishishim, you don't know. Ule Pesach Asuas Mishim the Yisuba Mashu. The Chain, here it is. This is the most, this is the shock, most shocking line you'll ever see. This line. The Chain Raisi, Shoya Ose Masa Bidover Zu La'atzvo. He had the courage of his convictions. There are one set of dishes. How many are from this report? There are all old one set of dishes. You wouldn't eat in his house. Who din chodesh lo nimtze b'chol svar barishonim zal. V'chaver v'yu cholken olav. U'kvar danti lefona b'mechila mimena. Rebbe, I'll buy a second set of dishes. Nope. Nope. V'hid p'sachim shiny. Why? The Shmuel Rabbi Shimon Svirle, the Chomet Shalul Pesach Knosa the Rabbana Biyamahu, Shem the Ober Al Bali Roba Yamotze, the Lokonis Ela Beinei, I mean the Taruvis Lokonis, but I feel the Taruvis Mamosho, he'll go show you plate this time below Mamosho, feel the Katrila. Masha Enke Bizu, the Cholov, Isura Doraisa, the Taruvasa Asum Poth Mishish, the Bosa Bechomenos and Tam. Yeah, Rebbe, you're wrong. I v'had the hacha urchol lemisti lo yasev im asa asur. Doesn't mean that it's permissible to do it if it's ena ben yomo. Chalila v'chas inami achikama lo yavashal ba'al leolam ever. Then bishel dinos and tam lo nochas hash le dinos and tam lefgam di pluk le tanoik in the isav be'asachad avod al afayim et beis. End of story. Isn't this an amazing Ra'ah? He had one set of dishes. Yes. Rebbe's in Ra'ah ought to be a crackerjack not to use the dishes within 24 hours. Oh, man. That required a Rebbe. Required a really crackerjack Rebbe.
So he could eat in his house because my son was a little bit younger.
Ah, you see? We could eat in his house because it's. We wouldn't eat it. We wouldn't walk into the house to begin with. One set of dishes, we would walk right out. But you're right. The food we put in the oven because they ain't been young. Correct. Shoo. Yeah.
The poskim uses this as the flakel in any cases, or it's a sheet of the chulia.
You want to know if somebody's parents aren't from, and he has to eat in their house. So he gets them to buy kosher meat. They only one set of dishes. So you should be able to eat in the house on the ground that they're already eating there. Yeah, I would say you're right. That's not for that person. He can cool his house in fact. Base Ra'ah. No. Barcelona.
They would have the dishes would have had that only been used for kosher.
Right. But some of the meat is going to be only kosher. And then after that, his mother.
Had they used the dishes with trade meat at one point in time? So then.
Okay, well, you're not going to kosher it, whatever. After his wife, his mother, they have to make sure that she doesn't use it within 24 hours, or they're going to rely on a big, big pinch on the Gemara, which says what?
Stam
Kalim, Eina B'Nayom. Maybe in a big pinch you can rely upon that, if you don't know otherwise for sure. People aren't have to, but from non from parents, if they have to go easy on them. They can't make a life hard for them. It's too difficult. So maybe you can rely on their own. Wow.
Try everything glass. Also.
What?
Try to make everything glass.
Well, glass was going to come to. Glass is also a big fight. So we'll get to that. It's Yad HaMishmai. I couldn't resist. I couldn't wait until tomorrow to show you this. This is just too much. So you can bring your Ritvan Psachim in tomorrow. This Ritvan Chulin. This is mamish. This week he said he actually did it himself. One more time. V'chein Ra'isi. She'osem. Ma'aseh. B'dav azul le'atzma. He did it himself against every other sefer in history, and all his friends disagree with him. He did it anyway. This, if you knew the Ra'ah, that was the Ra'ah. A man of his courage of his own convictions. Wow. 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 This is really a mind-numbing report. Undoubtedly, it's truly rich. Well, he saw it with his own eyes. He saw it with his own eyes. He wasn't just speculating. He argued with his own Rebbe. Saw his own eyes. We don't find anywhere that the Ra'ah gave in to the Talmud. We don't find that it is. Even the Rebbe would be, you know, how do you make a shidduch? One set of dishes. I'm
It's a pretty classy mishpacha.
Yes, it was a very distinguished mishpacha, but at the same time, you come there, you can't eat. I mean, I don't know. Okay. Anyway. So this is the... Okay. Rabbi Osai, let's turn to the Ran, who also discusses this issue a bit. Let's turn to the Ran. He's bothered, the Ran, by the question which bothered us. Why is it a mashu? Who said it's a mashu? Who? Rana Parchina. Pirish. To the sphere later, I'm not the Rab, the Chomet, Shlomim, Zman, Bemino, Bemashu. Shlomimino, Benos, and Tam. Vim Tomar. Vinei, the Shlomimino, Benos, and Tam. Man, Lemolon, Shaloye, Beplitoso, Gedenit, and Tam. Who said it's not the Sinas Tam? Vokaimolon, Chulin, Sarizai. The Bekule Misharina. What does that mean? Bekule Misharina. Yes?
It's not the whole volume of the
plate. The entire volume of the pot has been absorbed with tray for whatever it may be. Who said it's a mashu? Vamai Nishri Tvei B'Kadesh V'Pesim B'Kadesh Shem Nisbashu Men Shari Surin. Farmina Nosim Kadesh Shabishu Here's the Gemara. Shabishu V'Bosu V'Vashu B'Cholam V'Bishu B'Nosim Tam. And Kavachom if it was tray. Tirit Zimitosis. We just saw it. The Tam Chomets Bikderos I Efsha Sheyovel and Esinas Tam. Why? Why? Shestam Kderos Ein Mishtamshin Bahem Chomets Harbe. What in the world does that mean? What does that mean? What do the words mean, Abosai? I don't get the words. I'll be honest, I don't get the words. I don't understand the words. I don't know.
Ready?
Yes.
From the Gemaras, it seems like they had like special kiddin that were miuchad for like mixing bowls and things like that. So things that are this is just a hunch, but it doesn't seem like they were really baking bread so much in kalim. They had ovens for it. They had like mixing bowls and. And their kelim they wouldn't really use so much for chametz.
Very good. Good. That's what I'm suggesting. Okay. Not bad. Rabosai, he makes reference that the Ramban was marich in this question, Bilikuta. Alright? And there's no need for it. There's no need for it. Maybe we'll talk tomorrow about the Ramban. I wanted to see how he tackles Tosis' question. The next paragraph. So perhaps tomorrow we'll go back to the Ramban. Perhaps. Yim Toma, what's going on? Ein Mevatel Yisrael Chatchila. Ein Mevatel Yisrael Chatchila. It's a very serious question. Ein Mevatel Yisrael Chatchila. A very serious problem. A very serious problem. So, the Afal Gav Darmina Beresh Beitza. Let's turn the page, please. Eighth and Shanoshim Min HaDek, or Semistosis. No, it's Muksa, the week of Ben HaTorah, but here, what? Yesh Loma. The Efshet, the Bechomets, the Chayotzibo. The Chihishtamish, Behetero Hishtamish, Vahash, the Lesser, Bisuril, Be'enei, Hikilu, Levat, the Lechatzchi. What's going on? It's Hetero Bola, that will matter to knock out the Isser, Vemavatan Isser Lechatchila is a third teretz, right? What Tosis two terutzim? What Tosis two terutzim? One was what? One was what? what's tied to the Tivusa? It's no Sal Kabo Mashu. And the second teretz was, no, it's never going to come to what? To Ben Yom, because Ben Yom was virtually impossible. It sounds like it's the third answer. Or is the same as the first answer? He doesn't go into the idea, what was Tosa's first answer? What was Tosa's first answer? What did he say, Rav Yosef? What are the two good things? Nos Talifgam and Mashal Abimina. He didn't get that. He gave a different Tibusa. What did Ran say? The Ran said, it is what? Look inside. What is it? What did he say? It's a terabola. That's why they were matter to be Mevatel Isol HaKhatchil. It's a different answer. Now, turn, we have only 2 minutes to go to the Yalkut Mefarshim. Again, he comes up with a whopper. Turn to the Yalkut Mefarshim over here. It's on page Pei Zayin in our print. It's the last piece on what's called on page Chaf Al. Remember, because it's Amud Chaf Beis. Mikan Yesh La'ayin. So Simon Tzadi Tess and Simon Kufcha Bey Sipay, Tana Makaros. Kli Shinishtamish Rob Bishefa Heter. In other words, it's always going to be used, every single case is going to be more than 60 times in the food than the Isser in the pot. Vinivla Shamadi, sir. The Mutter Lishtamish Vichule. Vim Kain. Lo yekosha kusha saran. The Ran's kasha should not be a problem, Rabosai. Should not be a problem. Why shouldn't it be a problem? Why not? Because over here, it's always a mashu. It's always going to be bottle. There isn't any sevet levatlis in the chatchila in that kind of a case. Then he quotes. The last two lines, Ein kavanosa levatel mutal levatel. Here too, it's Ein kavanosa levatel. Whose parents was that, Rabbi Osai? Rabbeinu Peretz. Rabbeinu Peretz. He claims, we pass in this way in Yerodei and Arachayim and Tur. How come no one quote that Peretz over here? So that's a good question. Maybe some people did quote that Peretz. But its first point is fascinating. If you have something that you always use, the Bishefa, it's never going to come to give a time. It's based upon the Rashba and Torah Sabayis that it's mutter. So if that's the case, Rabbi Osai, we should give that answer here too. So in effect, Rabbi Osai, it's a fourth answer. So here's I'm ending today. We had two toasts in a row. To each time, there were four answers. Right? There were four answers to the first kash of toast, kash of the first toasts, and then four answers to the second toast. But then tomorrow we'll have to do a chazar. We'll chazar the four answers to the first, the four answers to the second, and we'll continue with Siyata B'Shemayah. You want another mincha, Rabbi Osai? Yes? Yeah.